A legislative committee is strongly endorsing a potentially groundbreaking move to require cable companies to provide so-called a la carte subscriptions for individual cable channels. Cable operators say federal statute prohibits it. But as Fred Bever reports, federal regulators say they have never ruled on that question.
Cable companies take many approaches to the kinds of subscription packages they offer consumers, sometimes allowing them to choose individual channels. More often, they sell packages of channels, so consumers who want a particular one are forced to sign up for a potentially expensive grab bag of channels that they might not want.
The senior citizens in my area want to watch the Boston Red Sox.
Representative Jeffrey Evangelos is an independent from Freedom, Maine. He's been trying for years to open up the menu of subscriptions that cable companies, including Maine's largest, Spectrum, offer when they seek a franchise license from local municipalities.
And the package that Spectrum is offering in Maine that includes the Red Sox costs about $100. These people are making $800 a month on Social Security. They're bemoaning to me at the doors, you know, I can't afford television anymore, Jeff. And, you know, they grew up in an era when television was free.
Evangelos is proposing a one-sentence change in state law that when seeking local franchises, quote, a cable system operator shall offer subscribers the option of purchasing access to cable channels or programs on cable channels individually.
I can confirm that no state today has enacted a law mandating cable pricing or television lineup.
Spectrum lobbyist Madeline Kenny testified against the measure at an Energy, Utilities, and Technology Committee hearing in March. She and other industry lobbyists argued that federal law preempts state action to regulate cable offerings, that it would be illegal for a state to try. And if such a measure happened to be enacted, she added,
we would see a lot of lawsuits challenging the grounds for based on federal preemption.
Another lobbyist, Chris Hodgton of Comcast, cited specific language in federal statutes.
That no state shall regulate the products, rates, or services of a cable provider.
The cable lobbyists also argue that the measure would create an administrative nightmare and put them at a competitive disadvantage with unregulated services, such as satellite or online streaming TV. Those have been effective arguments against similar bills offered in the legislature, including those from Evangelos, that ultimately failed. But this time out, the state's consumer advocate, public advocate Barry Hobbins, is introducing a new wrinkle to the debate. During a visit in March to the Federal Communications Commission in Washington on another matter, Hobbins asked the feds to weigh in on this one.
And I asked specifically the questions, how does the Maine legislature reconcile the proposed state law for a la carte services under the Telecommunications Act of 1996?
After some back and forth calls and some prodding by the office of Senator Angus King, Hobbins says he got a reply last week from Patrick Weber, chief of the FCC's Consumer and Governmental Affairs Bureau.
I'm going to read it to you. Listen to this. This poses a question of first impression, and we could not locate any specific commission rulings that addresses your exact issue. Thus, we are not in a position to express an opinion on the question you raised.
In other words, the FCC has never formally weighed in on the legality of state mandates such as Evangelos proposes. Some lawmakers are raising concerns that the state, as the lobbyists suggested, would indeed invite costly litigation if it enacted the measure. Hobbins, who is neither for nor against the bill, did note that the state attorney general's office is, quote, the biggest law firm in the state of Maine. The committee proceeded to recommend the Evangelos measure to the full legislature on a tripartisan vote of 8-2. It will be debated first in the House. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.